Even a casual promise is a promise. Even a casual promise is a promise. Have you ever made a casual promise? Just sort of, sure, I'll be there. Yes, okay, you could depend on me. Okay, I'll pick up some milk for you. I'll pick up some bread. No, I won't forget. I promise, I'll get it for you. And then you forget. Now, no matter how intense or how responsible a promise should be, it's always a promise. And if we ever allow ourselves to not fulfill any promise that we make, we have lost our credibility, credulity. We've lost that trust that people can have in who we are. Now, a promise and a lie are much the same thing. If you tell a promise you don't keep, you've told a lie. And if you tell a lie, then you've told a promise that you're not going to keep. Now, what is a promise? A promise is a statement that you will do something. A promise is a statement that this is something you will stand behind. Now, you say to your friend, now, you're going to take the children out and they're going to play. Now, stand by them all the time. Watch over them, because I don't want them playing by the riverside unless someone's there who can really tell them to stay where, in the shallow area of the river and this and that, what have you. Well, I'll do that. I'll do that. No problem. No problem. And then what happens? You get distracted. You get distracted on something someone is doing. Maybe some of the children are playing a game and they have their hopscotch game they're playing, or they're playing some mumbly peg jumping over a piece of wood or whatever, and you watch and you say, oh, isn't that fun? But behind you, the rest of the children are playing at the riverside, and they're walking through the shallow water, and one of them steps into a pothole and goes down and is so frightened he drowns. And then you turn around, you see the children playing there, and then you notice that they're very disturbed. What's the matter? Johnny fell down there and he didn't come up. Oh, boy. Now, you made a promise to watch over those children. It's not something that delights you. You're not supposed to enjoy doing what they're doing. You're supposed to be watching them. You're supposed to be caring for them, tending them, making sure that they're secure and that they're properly taken care of. That's what older people are supposed to do. Now, when you don't do that after you've made a promise to do it, then you have violated the most significant promise. And if the child dies, then you feel really bad. Now, can you ever... I had this experience. It's not a promise. But can you ever say, I love all creatures big and small, and I take care of them one and all whenever necessary, you know? And I would never allow a little puppy dog to get into trouble, to walk out in the road, you know? But have you ever driven down the freeway and seen a dog walking in the median strip there that someone had put out of their car, or he'd gotten off his leash, or whatever happened to him, and you did not stop and take care of him right away? Did you ever see a dog that was out there when he shouldn't have been? Now, is he your responsibility because you see him? Did you promise to be a good person who would always care for your brother and care for the world around you and care? Why are you creating that dog out there in the middle of the road without someone caring for him if you did not want to be in charge of him? Because you don't know everything that's going on in the world. You don't know about the ants crawling underneath the road. You don't know about the gophers and the other animals going around. You don't know about the little child sitting behind a rock just beyond your vision there who is lost. But if the child were sitting behind your vision and was out there and you became aware of it, would you go and take care of that child? Would you bring that child to safety? Or would you just... that's none of my business. It is your business, it is our business always to take care of whatever comes to our attention in our life. We do not bring all the problems of the world to our attention, but we've made a promise that whatever we bring to our attention, we take responsibility for. So if you're going to think about the children playing, then watch over them. And you cannot leave their sight until another adult comes in and takes over with responsibility. You cannot do that. No, people do. People do. They see children playing in dangerous places and they don't go over and watch over them and take care of them. It's a cycle.
I surround them with a pure white light of love.
Oh, how interesting. Why do you surround them with your pure white light of love? Why don't you just say, whoever is taking care of you is with you now? Otherwise, you have the responsibility to take care of them. You have the responsibility to be with them. If you see a bunch of little kittens that someone was going to dump into the river because they had too many, and they put them in a bag or something, the bag was sitting on the edge of the bridge, and the car came along, and a person got in the car and left the bag sitting there, and the kittens started coming out, and they're going to be in the traffic lane pretty soon. What would you do? Would you stop and take care of them? Or would you say, that's not my business, I'm not my brother's keeper? What would you say? You've made a promise to yourself in life that you would love your neighbors, love your mother and father. You would love everybody in the world. You are unconditional love, love for all. And with that love for all, is there ever a time that you wouldn't stop and be attentive to making sure that others are taken care of too? If you see a tramp by the side of the road who has no money and has no house and no clothing and nothing to take care of him, just living in rags, would you ignore him? Yes, you would. Mainly you would ignore him because you don't want to take any responsibility. But when you make a promise, this is why the marriage vows are so bad. You promise to obey your marriage partner. Well, you don't obey your marriage partner. You promise to live in harmony with your marriage partner, to live cooperatively with your marriage partner, but not to obey. Because the minute you say obey, then the other person's wisdom is superior to your own. And that's never the case. The only case that you have is that you are divine and all is in divine order. Now, what are you going to do? Can you ever make a promise? Is there ever so casual a promise that it ceases to be a promise? Every promise, no matter how casual, is a promise. And it's something that we want to take care of all of our life and all of the days of our life. I have a promise to Rex. When he walks with me, I'm taking care of him. If I am so foolish, if I am so ugly, if I'm so bad, ever, to think there's a rattlesnake around that might disturb Rex, and I do not keep him on a leash close to me, then I have failed in my promise. He is my dog. I take care of him. I watch over. So what do I do, Ellen? What do I do?
I surround him with my pure white light of love.
You don't just take your finger and make a circle in the air like this, because our audience doesn't necessarily see the air.
Mm-hmm.
But you surround him with your pure white light. That is a constant job.
All right.
That's not a job for 1 minute and then you go and have a bottle of beer. As a constant job. Whenever I feel there are rattlesnakes around, I put Rex on the leash and he walks with me on the leash and he doesn't mind it at all. And whenever I feel the weather or temperature is such that they're not out and there's no disturbance from them, I let him out. Or whenever I feel I surround him with my pure white light of love, then he is surrounded. But I don't surround him to protect him from anything. If I surround him to protect him from rattlesnakes or from hurt, then I'm putting that hurt into power. I surround him with my pure white light of love because he lives a joyous life and he does beautiful things and he has fun. Not the promise I made to myself, ever so casual. Whenever you take a child into your life, you make a promise to tend to them until they're 21 or 18, whatever the rules are. And until they're 18, you are responsible for them. If they get in trouble, you're responsible. You didn't teach them. If they are good children and they don't get in trouble, you're responsible for that. You taught them well and how beautiful. But it's ever so casual, and ever so casual in our thinking. And this is what we have. A promise is a promise. I promise to obey. I promise to take care of my family. Is it more important to stop on the way home from work and have a bottle of beer or something, or is it more important to get home to your family with your paycheck? What do you promise? Where are your values? Who are you? What is life all about? And that's all that matters. What is life all about? Even a casual promise is a promise, and we keep it. And I am whole and perfect. That's a statement, which is a promise. All is in divine order. That's a promise. That's a statement. And that's our reality. Let this be your reality today, that you don't make any casual promises. All your promises are very powerful and on the point. And that's all that matters. Have a wonderful day. Make lots of promises.
To yourself.
But make sure they're ones that you want to keep. I love you. I love you. I love you.